Hello, and welcome to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope, the audio broadcast ministry of Pastor Rick Warren. Well, if there's anything that living through this pandemic has taught us, it's that we need God and His Word, the Bible, more than ever. And because of this, Pastor Rick has decided to bring us the third installment of his powerful series called A Faith That Works When Life Doesn't, taken from the book of James. Stay with us as we continue with our series. In just a few moments, we're going to tell you how you can get a hardcover copy of Pastor Rick's number one best-selling book, The Purpose-Driven Life. Go to PastorRick.com to find out more, or just text the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. That's PastorRick.com or the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. Right now, here's Pastor Rick with part one of a message called A Faith for Facing an Uncertain Future.
Have I told you lately that I love you? You know, when the new year 2020 started last January, before COVID-19 pandemic spread all around the world, many people and businesses were making announcements about big plans and big visions for the new decade and for the new year. And even in churches, I'm sure many pastors were talking about their 2020 vision for their congregations. But since that time, you know, I've often imagined that God was sitting up in heaven during that time, shaking his head, going, "You guys have no idea what is about to happen in 2020. And of course, within just a few weeks, everything around the world was turned upside down. Travel came to a sudden halt, and schools and churches and businesses and sporting events and concerts and all indoor public events just shut down. And most of the plans that people have had for 2020 by now have been tossed in the trash can. If there's any single truth that this pandemic has reminded us of, it is this: none of us know the future. We don't know what's going to happen tomorrow, much less next year or next month or even this coming week. You know, just months ago, no one could have imagined how different our lives and our world would be with this pandemic. Now, to be a human being is to live your entire life not knowing the future. The future is unknown, the future is uncertain, and the future is unpredictable. Now, of course, God warns us about this many, many times in His Word, the Bible. For instance, in Ecclesiastes 8:7, it says, "No one knows what will happen in the future, and there is no one who can tell us." The only one who knows the future is God. That's because He's above and outside of time. He's timeless. God can see both the past and the future at the same time, and only God could do that. So I would encourage you to save your money and stop trying to figure it all out, where you buy ways to try to discover the future. You know, in fact, let me just warn you. Every fortune teller, every psychic, every horoscope, and every other attempt to know the future in advance is fake. It's fake. God says they're all phony. None of them can predict the future. God says many, many times, nobody knows the future except God. So you can quickly prove this many ways. If a psychic calls you on the phone, what you might want to say is, you know, if you know the future, let me ask you, how much money have you made betting on sports games? You know, one headline you're never going to see is "Psychic Wins the Lottery." Or when a psychic calls you and asks for your name and credit card, you say to them, "You tell me." You see, not knowing the future creates a lot of anxiety and a lot of stress in people's lives. Last month, there were several large surveys taken to find out how people are feeling about their future during this pandemic. And the results were not encouraging. In the national surveys last month, almost 50% of the people surveyed think that life for future generations will be worse than life today. 50%. 66% of those surveyed in a national survey said they're fearful about the future, and 71% said they're angry about the future. Now, when they were asked why they felt angry and why they felt anxious about the future, the number one answer was not the pandemic. It wasn't the COVID-19 virus, but it was the state of politics. Now, I said all that because today we're looking at James chapter 4. We're going to look at verses 13 to 17, and James tells us how to face the future, an uncertain future, how to face it with confident faith. And he says you avoid discouragement about the future by avoiding three common mistakes that people make. And so I'm calling this message a faith for facing your uncertain future. A faith for facing your uncertain future. Now, let me read you the text. James chapter 4, and we'll start in verse 13. It says this, "Now listen, you who say, today or tomorrow, we will go to this certain city, and we will stay there a year, and we will open up a business there, and we will make a profit. But you don't even know what will happen tomorrow. And your life is as brief and uncertain as the mist of a morning fog. It's here a little while, but then it disappears. So instead, you ought to say, if it is the Lord's will, we will live long enough to do this or that. Otherwise, you're just boasting and bragging about yourself. And that kind of pride is wrong and evil." And then he says, "But remember, anytime you know to do the thing that is good, the right and the good thing to do, but you don't do it," he says, "you sin." Now, in just those five verses, James explains to us how to avoid the three most common mistakes that people typically make about a future, about the future. And we make mistakes in planning for our future. We make mistakes in presuming about our future. And we make mistakes in procrastinating about our future. Let's look at each of these and the solution for each one. All right, let's get right into it. Number one, the first mistake we make about the future is this. We make plans without asking God. We make plans without asking God. Now, James illustrates this with this conversation that I just read between two businessmen. In verse 13, he says, "Now listen, you who say, today or tomorrow, we will go to a certain city and we'll stay there a year and we will open up a business and we will make a profit." Now, at first glance, what I just read doesn't seem to be anything wrong with this plan. I mean, people form business plans like this every single day. Sounds like this guy is thinking ahead. He's an entrepreneur like many of you are. He's a go-getter. I mean, at least he's got a plan. Most people don't even have that for their future. This guy's got a plan. And this is actually a thoughtful business plan. When you look at what I just read, he gives six details to his business plan. First, he says, he answers the question, when? He says, today or tomorrow? When? Then he answers the question, where? We're going to go to a certain city. And he has a specific city in mind. Then he answers the question of how long? We're going to stay there a year. Then he answers the question, what? We're going to open up a business. We're going to start a business. And then he answers the question, why? We'll make a profit. And finally, he answers the question, who? Because he's got a partner, because he says we. Now, actually, every one of those factors are taught in the book of Proverbs. He says you need to have a strategy. And as you look at the future, this guy knows his purpose, he knows his plan, he knows his place, he knows his partner, he knows his projected timetable, and he knows his profitability. He's got all his bases covered. In the Bible, God says that making an honest profit is smart. So what's wrong with this, what the guy just said in this verse? What's wrong with this? Nothing. There's nothing wrong with what he did. It's what he forgot to do. Now, did you notice that in this big master plan this guy has for his future, there's not a single mention of God in his planning? It's all about self-reliance. And four times he says, we will do this. We will do this. We will do that. We will do this. We will, we will, we will, we will. It's nothing about God's will. It's just about his will. You know, I know a lot of Christian business people who genuinely love the Lord. But when it comes to planning their lives or their careers or their education or their marriage or their business projects, they're no different than unbelievers. They act like atheists at work. They plan like God doesn't exist. They said, we will do this, and we will do that, and we will do this, we will do that. And this is not only sad, but they miss out on God's blessing. I want you to write this down right now if you're taking notes. To have God's blessing, involve him in my planning. If I want God's blessing, to have God's blessing, involve him in my planning. That's the first principle of dealing with the future that you don't know. To have God's blessing, involve him in my planning. There's nothing wrong with planning. The Bible has a lot to say about that. How do I involve God in my planning? How do I include God in my goal setting? Okay, here's the first key. Write this down. Pray as I plan my life or anything else. Pray as I plan my business. Pray as I plan my project. Proverbs is full of planning principles. And God gives us a great promise in Proverbs chapter 3. Proverbs 3, 5, and 6 says this. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and don't depend on your own understanding. In all your plans, acknowledge him, and he will direct your paths. Now, you noticed that when you do three things, God promises to direct your planning. He will direct your plans. He says, if you trust in the Lord, if you be humble and you don't depend on your own understanding, and number three, you acknowledge God in all your plans, and you say, Lord, I want your plans for my life, not mine. The result is he will direct you. That's promise. And he says, I will direct you if you'll do these things. So I need to pray about my planning.
You're listening to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. Rick will be back in just a moment with the rest of today's lesson. You can sign up for Pastor Rick's free email devotional at PastorRick.com. That's PastorRick.com.
As one of the best-selling nonfiction books in history, with more than 50 million copies sold in all formats and more than 70 translations available, The Purpose-Driven Life by Pastor Rick Warren is far more than just a book. It's the roadmap for your spiritual journey, a journey that will transform your life. In The Purpose-Driven Life, you'll find the answers to three of life's most important questions. The question of existence. Why am I alive? The question of significance. Does my life matter? The question of purpose. What on earth am I here for? You will also discover the five benefits of knowing your purpose. The Purpose-Driven Life is designed to be read daily in 42 short chapters that will inspire you to stop and realize how God uniquely designed you for a purpose only you can fulfill. It also includes links to 3-minute video instructions to each chapter and a 30 to 40 minute audio Bible study message for each chapter, along with appendixes and questions for further study and additional resources. Call 800-600-5004 to support Daily Hope, and we'll send you this powerful resource. Or you can visit PastorRick.com. That's 800-600-5004 or PastorRick.com. Today is the last day to get your copy of this great study resource, so don't wait.
You're listening to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. Once again, here's Pastor Rick Warren.
Proverbs 3, 5, and 6 says this. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and don't depend on your own understanding. In all your plans, acknowledge him, and he will direct your paths. Now, you noticed that when you do three things, God promises to direct your planning. He will direct your plans. He says, if you trust in the Lord, if you be humble and you don't depend on your own understanding, and number three, you acknowledge God in all your plans, and you say, Lord, I want your plans for my life, not mine. The result is he will direct you. That's promise. And he says, I will direct you if you'll do these things. So I need to pray about my planning. He said, well, what do I pray? Well, you ask God for wisdom. James gives us another promise. James chapter 1, verse 5, he says this. If you want to know what God wants you to do, this is in the Living Bible, James 1:5. If you want to know what God wants you to do, just ask him, and he'll gladly tell you, for he's always ready to give generous supply of wisdom to all who ask. Now, I know in these unique days that we're going through right now, with everything so uncertain during this pandemic and changes happening literally every week, that you, along with a lot of other people, are probably feeling in limbo. You're feeling like you're unable to make any new plans. You may just feel stuck in a temporary situation, and you feel like, I'm just treading water, trying to stay afloat while this pandemic is here, and you haven't any long-range plans. You don't have any goals. You're just trying to just get through it right now. But I want to tell you, friends, as your pastor who loves you, this could go on for a long time, and you don't want to waste the weeks and the months that are ahead of us. So I want to give you some homework this week. I haven't been doing this in this series, but I want to give you a homework assignment. I hope you'll remember one of the principles I talked about a few weeks back in this and in the series. The principle was control the controllables and trust God for the rest. That's a pretty good principle to be doing in the middle of this pandemic. Control the controllables, the things that you can change those, and just trust God for the stuff you can't control. There's a lot going on in this pandemic you can't control, but there's a lot that you do have control over. So here's your homework assignment for this week with this first point. I want you to set aside 30 minutes this week, maybe up to an hour, to prayerfully make a plan for the rest of this year, okay? Now, I'm not telling you what it has to be about. It can be your personal plan for your spiritual growth. It could be a plan for your family. It could be a plan for ministry. It could be a plan for your finances. It could be a plan for education or your career or some next step. But it's a goal-setting time, okay? And what you want to do in that prayer time is you're praying as you plan, is you say, Lord, what do you want me to do for the rest of this year? What do you want me to do? What is your will, Father? That's your homework. Take some time to stop just treading water and think about what's one thing I really want to do, get done between now and the end of the year. Psalm 119, verse 32. I love it in the Message translation. David prays this. He says, I'll run the course you lay out for me if you'll just show me how. This is what David says to God. I will run the course that you lay out for me if you'll just show me how. That's the thing you want to pray. And that's the first way you deal with an uncertain future, is you pray when you plan. You don't just sit around and tread water drifting. If you're drifting, if you're coasting, you're always heading downhill. Now, there's a second mistake that we make about the future. The first one we plan without praying. But the second mistake that we make about the future is this. We presume that we'll have tomorrow. We presume that we're going to have tomorrow. Now, James chapter 4, the next couple verses say this, verses 14 to 16. You don't even know what will happen tomorrow. He says, you know, you're making all these plans about we're going to go to the city and do this and build this and start this business. He says, you don't even know what's going to happen tomorrow. And your life is as brief as the mist of a morning fog. He said, it's here for a little while and then it just disappears. So instead, James says, what you ought to say is, if it is the Lord's will, if it is the Lord's will. This is a phrase you need to become very comfortable with. You know, in Arabic, they say, inshallah. Inshallah, I mean, if it is the Lord's will. In Spanish, it's ojalá, which it comes out of the Arabic, actually. But it's saying, if it's the Lord's will, we will live to do this or that. And James says, otherwise, you're just boasting. You're just bragging about yourself when you're announcing your big plans that you're going to do. And he said, that kind of pride is wrong and evil. Did you know that there's a good kind of pride in the Bible and there's a bad kind of pride? The good kind of pride is when you say, I'm proud of what God is doing in my life. You're not comparing yourself to others. It says, never compare yourself, it says in Corinthians. so that you can take pride in yourself without comparing yourself to others. The moment you compare yourself to others, then it becomes bad pride. But he says here, it's just dumb to presume upon tomorrow. It's sinful to waste my life. Now, I want you to notice what that verse I just read, that there are two reasons we shouldn't assume that we have a lot of time. Two reasons that we shouldn't just be treading water. We should be making the most of the time we've got right now. First, he says, the future is uncertain. Okay? And he says that he starts off that sentence with, you don't even know what will happen tomorrow, much less next week, next month, or next year. None of us can predict what will happen in the next 365 days. The day before 9/11 crisis, nobody could have predicted how it would change our lives. The day before the Katrina hurricane, nobody could have predicted how it would change lives. So right now, I would like you to write down on your outline, write down the word life, okay? Just go ahead and write it down, L-I-F-E, all right? Write it on your outline. Now, what I want you to do is circle the middle two letters of the word life, I-F. Have you ever realized that there's a big if in the middle of your life? There's a big if in the middle of L-I-F-E. Nothing is certain in this life. The only thing that's certain in this life is the truth of God's word, the consistency of God's love for you, the dependability of God's goodness, and the reliability of God's promises.
This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. We're so happy that you've chosen to study along with us today. And if you'd like to receive Rick's free daily devotional, just go to PastorRick.com and sign up right now. Rick will be back to close out our time today, but first, as one of the best-selling nonfiction books in history, with more than 50 million copies sold in all formats and more than 70 translations available, The Purpose-Driven Life by Pastor Rick Warren is far more than just a book. It's the roadmap for your spiritual journey, a journey that will transform your life. Right now, here's Pastor Rick to tell you more.
One of the things that I've discovered is that everybody eventually asks the questions of significance. Why am I here? And what is my purpose? What on earth am I here for? That's why 10 years ago, I wrote the book, Purpose-Driven Life, because I wanted to help people like you understand how God created us for five eternal purposes. The Bible says that long before we heard of Christ, He had His eye on us, had His designs on us for glorious living, that it was part of His overall purpose that He's working out in everything and everyone. God has never made a person that He doesn't have a purpose for. You know, that simple message needs to be shared with a whole new generation. A young girl who was 12 years old when I wrote Purpose-Driven Life is now 22. And she needs to hear this essential message that God has a plan, has a purpose, and has a reason for everything that happens in our lives. So I've updated The Purpose-Driven Life. And what I did is after reading hundreds of thousands of comments that have come into me over the past decade, I've added two new chapters that'll help you handle the two most common problems and barriers to living a life of purpose. Now I want you to have this newly revised, expanded copy of Purpose-Driven Life. I think you'll find it's a fresh reminder of things that you may have forgotten when you first read it. Or you might want to give the book to somebody who has never read it and is struggling to find their purpose. So this month, I'm offering to you a hardback copy of the updated, expanded edition of Purpose-Driven Life. What on earth am I here for? It's my gift to you for your financial support of this ministry.
Call 800-600-5004 to support Daily Hope, and we'll send you this powerful resource. Or you can visit PastorRick.com. That's 800-600-5004 or PastorRick.com. Today is the last day to get your copy, so don't wait. Be sure to join us again next time as we look into God's Word for our Daily Hope. This program is sponsored by Pastor Rick's Daily Hope and your generous financial support.